Oliver, in your family, who does more in looking after your house?
Helen, why are you suddenly interested in my family?
Well, that's what our program is about today. The politics of housework.
Housework, 家务活 politics, 政治，合起来就是家务政治。我敢肯定说，听众朋友一定会对今天的话题感兴趣。
Across China,
Across China.
实现梦想。This is the BBC.
Hoovering, dishwashing, cleaning. So much to do and so little time.
家务活有的时候啊，可不轻松。
In the Victorian times, there were servants to help with house chores.
家务杂事儿 chores. 当然，富有的家庭可以雇请佣人来帮他们打理家务。
But ever since the 1950s, it seems it's all down to the housewife to take on the housework.
从上个世纪50年代开始，也就是第二次世界大战之后，普通人家已经不能够负担雇请佣人的费用，所有的家务活就自然而然地落在了家庭主妇的肩上。
And men's attitude towards housework might not be what we are used to today.
那个时候的男性又是如何看待做家务的呢？
Well, I'll watch the youngsters, but I'm not washing your dishes.
Why not?
Well, I don't think it's my job. I work hard through the day. Why should I work hard when I get home?
Have you ever been asked to wash dishes?
I've been asked, but I'm not washing.
What do you tell her?
I'll tell her to go.
Would you like to finish that?
I'd just tell her to go to hell.
So, this husband is definitely no help when it comes to housework.
绝对是大男子主义。
He sounds just like a male chauvinist pig.
哇、wow, 听得出来 Helen 对他的态度非常有看法的 Male chauvinism 就是大男子主义可是刚才 Helen 在后面又加了一个 pig 意思就更加厉害了大男子主义杀猪
He doesn't think washing the dishes or mopping the floor is his job And when he's been asked to do them He tells his wife to go to hell
去死吧见鬼去吧 To go to hell 这么难听的话可不是丈夫应该对妻子说的
That's disgraceful.
Well, I'll watch the youngsters, but I'm not washing your dishes.
Why not?
Well, I don't think it's my job. I work hard through the day. Why should I work hard when I get home?
Have you ever been asked to wash dishes?
I've been asked, but I'm not washing.
What do you tell her?
I'll tell her to go.
Would you like to finish that?
I'd just tell her to go to hell.
Learn English. 英语学习好帮手。You're tuned to BBC Learning English. 轻轻松松学英语 From the BBC.
不过从50年代开始，整个社会风气有了一个很大的改变。
We're now familiar with the concept of equal opportunity.
机会均等 equal opportunity 在这里就是男女平等的意思。
However, according to a recent public survey in the UK, working mothers put in twice as much effort into housework.As their partners do.
Is that true? 在英国，工作女性承担的家务活是她们丈夫所做的两倍。
So, does it mean that when it comes to housework, male and female are not of equal status? Or is it because women are just too fussy about what needs to be done in the house?
挑剔 fussy, 我还真没有想过这方面的问题，还真不知道在干家务活方面，女性做的更多，是不是因为她们比男性更挑剔呢？
We're joined by writer Paul Bird and fashion editor Claire Kelson.
我们首先采访了 Paul, 在他家里是谁对房间的干净整洁更在意、更挑剔呢？是他还是他的妻子？
My wife, pathologically tidy. You know, just, it's terribly important to her. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but it is. You know, she always wants me to take my shoes off and do things like that and was always clean up. And when we first got together, I said to her, look, either we get a cleaner,Or I'll pay you £5 an hour and I'll go out with someone else.
So, in Paul's house, his wife does more housework than him. And he says that's because his wife is pathologically tidy. That means his wife is extremely obsessed with tidiness. It's almost like an illness.
That sounds scary. 病态的 pathological. Paul 的妻子对清洁房间简直是着了迷。
Keeping the house clean and tidy is very important to her, and one of the things she makes Paul do is take his shoes off.
进门就脱鞋，这好像是中国人或者日本人才有的习惯吧。Is it not the case in the UK?
No, when you visit people's home in the UK, you don't have to take your shoes off. I've never been asked to do that.
I see, 这就是文化差异。
But Paul does recognize the importance of his wife's efforts in keeping the house clean and tidy.
让我们再听听看，当 Paul 的妻子不在旁边的时候，他又说了些什么。
I have to say, when I'm in the house on my own, it is astonishing how much mess I get myself into within about 23 minutes. So she's not right, she's not wrong. It's just different sorts of people.
So Paul is not tidy like his wife. In fact...He admits that he can be incredibly messy.
Messy 就是 untidy 的另外一个表达方式，在口语当中更常用。Paul 说，他转眼之间就可以把房间搞乱。
He also used the word astonishing to indicate the surprising speed with which he can make a mess in the house.
让人吃惊，难以置信的 astonishing.
Paul confesses that he and his wife are very different when it comes to housework.
Let's hear Paul again.
My wife, pathologically tidy, you know, just, it's terribly important to her. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but it is, you know. She always wants me to take my shoes off and do things like that and was always clean up. And when we first got together, I said to her, look, either we get a cleaner or I'll pay you £5 an hour and I'll go out with someone else. I have to say, when I'm in the house on my own, it is astonishing how much mess I get myself into within about 23 minutes. So she's not right, she's not wrong, it's justdifferent sorts of people.
BBC Learning English.
Hello, you're listening to BBC Learning English. Today we're discussing the politics of housework. Is it true that women do more than men?
我们今天的话题是家务活，在家里究竟谁干的活更多？
Well, if you're single, then you'll have to deal with the task by yourself.
That's probably a blessing.不会为了谁在为做这个或者为做那个这样鸡毛蒜皮的小事儿争执。
But if you are single and very tidy like Claire, finding an equally tidy half might not be that easy.
I don't think I'm quite as extreme as Paul's wife, but yeah, I'm very, very orderly, very organized. I mean, I'm single, I'm not married. I can't imagine being married to somebody who was really messy and untidy. I'm not quite sure how I'd cope.
Claire 说她自己是一个非常非常整洁的人。
She likes order and she's very organized.
有条理 ,organized.
And she can't imagine being married to somebody who's very messy and untidy.
她不敢想象 ,can't imagine 和一个邋里邋遢的人生活在一起会是什么样子。
Well, Oliver, are you like Claire or Paul?
What do you think?
I'd say you're perhaps more like Claire.
What makes you think I'm an organized and tidy person?
Well, because you're good at time management, you're never late for work, and you send in the scripts on time. Now that's a sign of being organized.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I, however, on the other hand, am very untidy and disorganized.
I can see that from your office desk, Helen. 给大家透露一个小秘密， Helen 的办公桌上总是放满了各种各样的文件啊，纸张啊，还有零食什么的，想找到一点空的地方都非常的难。
Now, Paul and Claire agree on one thing. Tidiness depends on the person, not on their gender.
让我们先来听一听 Paul 的看法。他不认为女性就一定是爱整洁，而男性天生就邋遢。
I'm not sure it's a male and female thing, because my sister Caroline, if she's listening, it makes me look like a neatnik. She's so untidy, sorry. My wife's brother, is even tidier than her. And I remember, I was talking to someone, I wonder if he's listening, who said about him, it was a babysitter, she said to me, is she house proud like the brother? And I said, yeah, she said, oh, he's so house proud, unusual in a man.
Paul 的姐姐在这方面连他都不如，但是 Paul 的大舅子却又比他的妻子还爱干净。
And here's Claire.
I mean, I agree with Paul. I don't think it's that, you know, women are tidier, cleaner, and men aren't. I just think everybody's different. And if you happen to be in a very kind of mismatched relationship, then obviously there's trouble. And also there's a generational thing. I think my generation, you know, I'm in my early 30s, I think we're very, very different to people in their 40s, 50s. I'm sure we have to be.
就像 Claire 说的， 男女双方如果在个性方面差异很大，或者在家务活这个问题上面持不同态度的话，那他们之间就很容易产生分歧。
I agree with Claire. She also mentioned that the younger generation have different approach and attitude towards housework than older people.
That's true. 两代人在这个问题上面绝对有代沟。Generation gap. 比如说我父母和我对生活就有完全不同的看法。
Let's go back to the research briefly. For women who have been overloaded with housework, what can they do to get their partners to do more in the house?
Paul 在这个问题上面深有感触，让我们听一听 Paul 给大家的建议，怎么样才能够让男性做更多的家务活。
Tell the bloke he's lazy and do something about it. If you're prepared to put up with that from your husband, don't come running to me. Give him a kick up the backside. I can't understand women who take it off men. You know, you just have to work it out yourself. I mean, there are responsibilities to be split, but yeah, don't whinge about it.
Paul's opinion is that women should tell their partners what they need to do. He used an informal expression for men.
Bloke 是一个非正式的用法，意思就是小伙子、男人。Paul 觉得如果一个妻子看不惯自己的丈夫在家里什么事都不做的话，那么她就应该好好的教训教训他。
He says, give him a kick up the backside.
在他背后踢一脚。实际的意思呢，就是催着你的懒丈夫赶紧干活吧。
He doesn't understand why women complain but take no action.
他觉得女性应该采取更多更主动的行动来改变这种状况，而不是老是抱怨自己的丈夫有多么多么的懒。
This is also a view shared by Claire too.
Yeah, I think the onus is definitely on women. I read this thing about this subject and it said, you know, why are men going to prompt any change? Because everything's working very well for them at the moment. So it's definitely on the shoulders of women.
Claire 认为女人就是对男人太好了，那他们根本就没有什么改变动力和理由了。
So the responsibility to push for change rests on the shoulders of women.
女同胞们，重任在肩呢 Helen.
BBC Learning English.
到这里我们的节目要接近尾声了，不过关于家务活的话题呢却肯定不会结束。
You're right. And for our listeners, if you have any comments to make about what you've heard in our programs, please get in touch.
你可以给我们发邮件到 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk 或者直接登录我们的网站，网址是 www.bbcchina.com.cn 然后点击英语教学。
Until next time, it's goodbye from me and Oliver at BBC Learning English.
下次节目见。